Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Saturday Financial Edition of the Fun Astrology Podcast. Along with Merriman Market Analyst, we're going to be reading the free weekly newsletter from MMAcycles.com for the week beginning March 4th. This is being recorded on Saturday, March 2nd from my son's driveway in Dallas, Texas, in Lord Jupiter. Thanks so much for joining us. This, folks, is a loaded newsletter. I mean, I'm telling you, get your coffee and your popcorn ready because this one is one you want to hear. First of all, let's start with an article talking about Japan's market. This is from yesterday's Wall Street Journal. The Nikkei stock index recorded last week its first new high in 34 years, a fitting tribute to Japan's reemergence as a genuinely exciting economy. It also comes amid mounting evidence that Japan has finally broken the hold of deflation. Now, Ray's market commentary, he says, the prelude to the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction of April 21st is already working out as we expected. Uranus is excitement and breakouts to new long-term highs, and Jupiter is the principle of abundance, optimism, and exaggeration. Last week, several global stock indices soared to new all-time highs, including Japan's Nikkei, after 34 years of being in the financial dark ages. Also, to new highs were the U.S. S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the German DAX, Australia's ASX, and India's Nifty Index. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its high the previous week on Friday, February 23rd. Yet, it's not just equity markets that are soaring. Gold is on the brink of making a new all-time high, as is Bitcoin. Crude oil broke above $80 during the day on Friday for the first time in 4 months. And the dollar-yen is flirting with its highest price in 34 years as well. The thing about Jupiter-Uranus is that it has a history of breaking to new all-time highs in various financial markets, oftentimes slightly before the aspect and sometimes lasting a few months afterward. It would be welcomed if there was a sharp decline in these markets sometime before the aspect is exact. But as Jupiter-Uranus is already exhibiting its powerful force to new highs, there is little to suggest this freight train will stop before reaching its next station, scheduled for April 20th. Now, the short-term geocosmics. Some articles about AI. First of all, from The Atlantic on Friday. AI might finally bend copyright past the breaking point, upending what it means to have a creative society in the process. Who would spend all that time and emotional energy writing a book if anyone could rip the thing off without consequence? This is the sentiment behind at least 9 recent copyright infringement lawsuits against companies that are using tens of thousands of copyrighted books, at least, to train generative AI systems. One of the suits alleges systematic theft on a mass scale. End quote. And this from today's Saturday's Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk sued OpenAI and its chief executive, Sam Altman, alleging they broke the artificial intelligence company's founding agreement by giving priority to profit over the benefits to humanity. End quote. And then from Esquire on February 13th, an article entitled The Seismic Shift That's About to Change the American Workplace. It says, thanks to rapidly changing demographics, U.S. companies are facing a historic talent drain. The solution is to move past ageism and invest in older employees. End quote. Now Ray's comments on all of this. He says, well, actually, there are shorter-term planetary aspects that could coincide with a sudden and sharp decline before April 20th. One of these periods of intense geocosmic activity will be in effect from March 3rd through the 9th. These aspects are not as powerful as the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which could easily dominate the market psychology to the point that everyone just continues to rush in and buy the breakouts. Yet, the aspects in effect next week contain the same planets that will be active on April 20th, Jupiter and Uranus. So the question is, will these lesser aspects together be strong enough to produce a short but sharp reversal? Or will the Jupiter-Uranus dynamic just continue to overwhelm any effort to pause, let alone to pull back, until it reaches April 20th? With Uranus, you never know if it will continue its wild ascent or if it will suddenly reverse. With Jupiter, you know that whatever it does, it won't be in a measured, gradual way. Everything is exaggerated, which means if the rise continues without pause, the decline to follow will likely be vicious. The higher they go, the harder they fall. What could cause panic? Well, Uranus, the disruptor, who, like a moth to the flame, cannot stay away from chaos. When it's not breaking resistance or support to new highs or new lows, it can suddenly reverse direction as unexpected events erupt. It can be like an earthquake. The narrative suddenly changes from going to the moon to hysteria and shock. Any break of support this week could lead to an exaggerated decline that reflects the amplitude of the rise. The lunar north node is also conjoining Chiron now. Someone will get hurt. Lives have already been lost in the mobs and chaos unfolding with the humanitarian efforts in Gaza. But it could also manifest in the trading of financial markets that are out of control. I would think by the time Mars squares Uranus next weekend, we'll know if the danger is in the financial realm as well as in the realm of human safety. Bottom line, no one knows for sure if the markets will continue soaring to new highs or will suddenly reverse. But the possibility of a sudden reversal this week is real via geocosmic studies, given the three major aspects unfolding this week, March 3rd through the 9th. So be alert and don't be complacent. Now the longer-term geocosmics and thoughts. From the House of Medici, HarperCollins, 1999, the Medici family has always known that art is the highest form of power, end quote. And a good old reminder from Confucius, a man who desires revenge should dig two graves. Ray says, I like to watch movies, especially epic historical dramas. I just finished one, and now I'm beginning another that I will share with readers who also like large historical epic movies. The reason I like these movies or TV series is because of, one, their historical themes that tie into long-term planetary cycles, and second, their ability to transform my awareness to another emotional and spiritual level when produced well, as these two productions do. The series I just finished is called Medici, a TV series on Netflix that was first shown in 2016-19. I'm not sure why I missed it when it came out, but upon returning from a vacation a couple of weeks ago, I saw that my house sitter had been watching it. I was always intrigued by the Medici history, and I even gave a presentation on their legacy to the banking world at a conference held in Florence in 2006. The Netflix version is grand. And if you like politics, romance, power, and intrigue, this is not to be missed. For that matter, neither is the newly released version of Shogun, which is being aired weekly on FX. I read the book by James Clavell every decade just to remind myself of the wisdom of Japanese Buddhism, as portrayed by the powerful characters Torinaga, Shogun, and Mariko San. Like Medici, and even more, this series takes me to another level of awareness on a spiritual-emotional level that I can only describe as deeply moving. Medici takes place during the 1400s Italian Renaissance. During this unique time, there were planetary patterns involving Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, similar to today's alignments. Shogun takes place in the early 1600s. It was during this time that the element signage of the Jupiter-Saturn cycle made a 200-year switch from the element of water to fire. In December 2020, we made another element switchover from earth to air for the Great Mutation. These are reminders that we are living in a time of great historical importance when the arc of humanity is leaving one era behind and starting a vastly different one. It helps to have a long view of history to remind us of these things and more so to help guide the world through these epic times of turbulence and transformation. It makes you wonder who history will judge as the leaders of this new modern renaissance, Elon Musk or Sam Altman or somebody else, maybe someone born during the Capricorn climax when Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune all conjoined in 1988 to 1993. Their time is coming by the next Saturn-Uranus conjunction in 2032. And all of this is discussed in the 2024 forecast book and audiobook. The audiobook is available from HighTimelineBooks.com as well as from MMACycles.com. And it details all of the string of events between now and 2032. If you don't have your copy yet, check out one of those two sites to pick it up. And I'll tell you what, that masterful piece of work needs no extra commentary. Besides, I've got some grandkids inside that are waiting for me, so I'm headed in there. You guys have a great weekend. I will see you back Monday with Fun Astrology. Bye-bye.